Hi, I'm Mira. I'm coming from LA.
I'm Braden Critchfield, and I'm coming from Provo, Utah.
My name's Tenzin Dorji, and I'm visiting from Dallas, Texas.
My name's Anna Forbes. I'm visiting from DC.
Mia Gordon from Baltimore, Maryland.
My name is Lexi Rakes, and I'm visiting from Campbellsville, Kentucky.
Amanda, I'm visiting from San Francisco.
Andrew Salmon, I'm coming from LA, California.
I'm Audrey, and I'm visiting from upstate New York.
I'm Luke, I'm visiting from Virginia Tech, forgive me.
Welcome to Admissible. I'm Dean Natalie Blazer, and you just heard from some of the 312 admitted students who came to visit UVA Law for our annual open house a few weeks ago. While we absolutely love when admitted students are able to come to Charlottesville and get to know UVA Law through events like our open house, we know that not everyone can make it. And not everyone's been admitted yet. So in this episode, I want to share a little taste of what it's like to be at our admitted students' open house. I took a mini microphone around all day with me for both days of open house and talked to a ton of our admitted students, current students, faculty, and even a few proud parents, siblings, spouses, and even a baby. This episode is going to sound a little different from our other episodes, but I think it will give you a sense of what UVA Law is all about.
Anyone want to be on the podcast? All right, live from the registration line. Tell us your name, where you're visiting from.
I'm Audrey, and I'm visiting from upstate New York.
Welcome, Audrey, and who's with you here today?
This is my partner, Jacob.
Hi, I'm Jacob, also visiting upstate New York.
Nice to meet you all. What are you most excited about while you're here?
I'm excited about taking the mock class tomorrow.
Which one are you going to take?
I think I'm going to take the corporations one.
Oh, George Geis. Yeah, he's the man. Yeah, he's great. Tell us your name and where you're visiting from.
Tyler Stapleton from Freeport, New York.
Welcome, Tyler. And who did you interview with?
Dean Blazer.
I knew you would remember. What do you think was the hardest part of your application process?
I think just honing down the personal statement. I had like several different revisions of the personal statement, so that's definitely the hardest part.
This is Dean Blazer speaking with Jessica and Keegan, who is how old?
7 months.
Say hi, Keegan.
Nailed it.
Keegan's eating the microphone. You might be the cutest one in line, Keegan.
I think so. He's really ready to get his law degree right now.
All right, have fun, guys. I'm going to go find a napkin for my hand. I'm just kidding. Have fun. Would you guys like to be on the podcast? All right. And tell us your name, where you're visiting from.
All right. I'm Madison. I'm from Los Angeles.
And with Madison is?
Her dad, Joel, from Los Angeles as well.
From Los Angeles and wearing a Virginia hat.
Because I graduated in 1990.
I love it. What are you guys most excited about?
I'm really excited for the trivia night tonight. I really like trivia.
Oh, yeah. Bring your A game. Well, it's a beautiful spring day, so enjoy yourselves.
Yeah.
And what's your name?
I'm Elliot.
Hi, Elliot. Where are you visiting from?
New York.
What part?
Brooklyn.
Yeah. Cool. Yeah. Have you had the bagels here yet?
No, not yet. I hear like Go-Go or Godo is really good.
Bodo's. And yeah. What are you most excited about besides the bagels?
Just getting to know the school and the people. Yeah.
Awesome. Well, welcome. We're excited to have you.
I love this place.
I mean, hey, spread the word. Thomas Frampton, do you want to be on the podcast quickly? Just say hi and where you're visiting from.
Hi, I'm visiting from upstairs, Thomas Frampton. You should all come to UVA.
Thank you, Thomas. Professor Frampton, what do you teach here at the law school?
So I do criminal law, criminal procedure, and civil rights litigation are like kind of the main classes I teach, but then also various other seminars related to crim stuff.
Yeah. Awesome. Thanks for stopping by.
After checking in with some of our admitted students and guests at registration, I headed over to the Student Activities Fair, where our current law students set up on the lawn on a beautiful spring day to share with our admitted students what student organizations at UVA Law are all about. You're going to hear from the Asian Pacific American Law Students Association, which we call APALSA. You'll also hear from some of our Black Law Students Association representatives, which we call BALSA, followed by LALO, which stands for the Latin American Law Organization. I know we use a lot of acronyms at UVA Law, so I wanted you all to know who I was speaking to at the Student Activities Fair.
All right, this is Dean Blazer at the Student Activity Fair. I'm here with APALSA. Tell us your name and what you're excited about today.
I'm Junie. I'm excited to meet prospective students and tell them about my love for Charlottesville.
Awesome.
I'm Wes. Really excited to see the new generation. I'm really excited that APALSA is also kind of in a growing stage right now, and we're really excited to meet new students.
Love that. And here I am at the next table over from APALSA, BALSA. Tell us your name and what you're excited about today.
Hello, I am Jared. I'm a 2O, and I'm excited to like meet new people. I think it'll be fun.
Yeah.
Hi, my name's Laura Louise. I'm also a 2O. I'm just excited to be in some really good weather while meeting people today. It's so nice out.
It is beautiful. It is beautiful. Oh. Okay. I'm here with LALO. And there are fresh beets.
Yeah.
Tell us your name and what you're excited about in meeting all these admitted students today.
My name is Luis. I am super excited to just get to know new faces, people coming to our community next year, and just getting excited about having and growing as a community and be able to share with others, you know, our passion and love for being, you know, Hispanic and having a good, strong community here. Yeah.
I'm Raquel. I'm very excited about our growing community, especially as we're doing a lot more events with, I think, like the wider school, like sharing our great music taste. So looking forward to sharing more of our things with everyone.
I love it.
I'm Alejandra, and I'm excited about showing the new students, prospective new students, that we're here and we have a place in this community and we're thriving and that they can thrive too if they come to UVA.
Amen. Thank you all for being here. And look at this delicious candy.
Yeah. Please take some.
I just might. The next table at the Student Activity Fair, Common Law Grounds. Tell us your name, what year you are, and what this organization is all about.
I'm Kristen. I am a 2L, and Common Law Grounds is all about bringing people who might not agree with each other on a particular topic and bringing them together over a meal to discuss their differences and discuss their viewpoints. And we have different topics every month, and we are super excited to share about our org with these admitted students.
Amazing. Thank you both for your work that you're doing. Hello. Can you tell us your name and what your organization is all about?
So my name's Calvin Werfel. I'm the president of the Virginia Law Veterans. We're basically just here to provide a space for veterans, to provide veteran-related activities, networking events, social events, things like that to build the veteran community here at the law school.
Thanks so much, Calvin.
Thank you.
This is Dean Blazer. I'm here with the Plaintiffs Law Association, QLAVA. And tell us your name and what this organization means to you.
Yeah, hey, I'm Annie Somerville, and I'm a 3L. And I think when you get to law school, you hear a lot about public service and big law, and nobody really talks about plaintiffs law. So we're just increasing awareness and having speakers come in to tell us what they do.
And what are you most excited about for Open House today?
Yeah, I'm just excited to see their faces and tell them what an awesome place this is. I envy that they're at the point that they're considering coming to school here. I wish that I could go back. It's bittersweet to see new people coming in because that means that I'm leaving, but I can't wait to talk to them about UVA.
They're at the beginning of their journey, which is like, I'm definitely jealous. I'm here with Andrew Broaddus and Don Davison from the Public Service Career Center. I just sat in on their public service career session. What'd you guys think?
I thought it was wonderful. We had a ton of very excited, interested new students here and just seemed very excited about public service, which we're happy about.
What kinds of questions did you get?
We got a lot of questions from that last group about federal government. It seemed like a room that was full of people who were interested in working for DOJ or one of the other agencies or perhaps national security stuff.
So if you had one piece of advice for listeners of the Admissible podcast who are hoping to go into public service, thinking about UVA law, what would you tell them?
I would tell them that we have a lot of support here and we are looking to get as many public service students here as we can. We'd love to take over the entire school with public service students. Please help us.
Rock on.
I would say make sure that you take the opportunity to try to find current students who are interested in public service and just communicate with them and let them tell you what their experience has been like, because they're going to have the best viewpoint on this.
Such a great point. And like the most current sort of experiences and advice, maybe, right?
Exactly.
Yeah.
Okay, I think you can tell by this point I was having a great time talking to some of our current law students and staff who gave up a lot of their time to participate in Open House, which they do every year and I'm so grateful for. But I did have so many conversations with admitted students, far more than we could fit in this podcast, and I want to share a few more of those with you. So let's jump back in on the second day of Open House and hear what they had to say about UVA law.
Checking in on day two of Admitted Students Open House here in Charlottesville, Virginia, UVA Law, I'm with Maddie Winter. Hi, Maddie.
Hi.
So what's your favorite thing about Open House so far?
It's been great meeting all these people. I just talked to some great professors in health law, which I'm really interested in. Got to learn more about the programs, and it's been really a great time. We went to a brewery. It's been really fun so far.
I'm here with Amanda, Aiden, and Olivia. What's y'all's favorite part of Open House so far?
I really like the trivia. Our team name was Zero L's All Wins, or All W's. Clever name.
Zero L's and All W's.
Yeah, yeah. We got, I think, cool. Fourth. So we did
nice.
Well.
Nice.
It was a lot of fun.
That's great. Yeah. How about you, Aiden?
I have really enjoyed all the meaningful conversations I've had with current students who have just been so generous in imparting wonderful, knowledgeable advice about what they would do differently, how they would make the most of your law school experience, down to where's the best place to play soccer.
I love it. How about you?
Really enjoyed all the sessions. I've been very impressed with how funny everyone is. I feel like every session I've gone to, I've expected it to be very dry and boring, and they've all been really interesting.
Just wait for the mock classes. Do you guys know which class you're going to?
I think criminal.
Very fun. Ann Coughlin. All three of those faculty members have been here since I was a student.
Oh, wow.
They're amazing. I'm here with a group of admitted students catching up during our coffee break, and we're talking about corporations. You guys excited for class?
Yes. Absolutely.
Absolutely.
Well, what was your interview like? Tell us, who did you interview with?
Director Delsandro.
Okay.
She was very sweet and made me feel at peace immediately.
Love hearing that. What about you?
I interviewed with Roseanne. She was awesome. It was just such a fun conversation. She was so excited. I was so excited. It was honestly so much fun.
I love that. Okay, on a scale of 1 to 10, how close are you to committing to UVA law right now?
Probably like a 7.
Ooh, okay.
Maybe an 8.
I would second the 7.
Okay.
9.75.
Whoa!
10 out of 10.
10 out of 10! We got a 10. I just ran into a podcast fan out here at the Student Activity Fair. Tell us your name and where you're visiting from.
My name is Michael Napolis. I'm visiting from Miami, Florida.
Welcome, Michael. And what are you most excited about Open House?
I was excited to see the grounds. After many, many months of looking at pictures online, I was excited to see what it looks like in person, and it is breathtaking. It's incredible.
And what do you think was the most difficult part of your application process?
The essays were difficult, because I wanted to make sure I was responding to the prompts. And I wanted to come across the way I see myself. So, you know, I was really enthusiastic about UVA. This is where I wanted to go. So I took a lot of time. I kept reading them. And then after I submitted them, I never looked at them again because I knew I would find something somewhere and just have a meltdown and pester my wife about it all night. So I was just like, I didn't look at it again. So.
Well, you did something right. So congratulations.
And I'm going to keep listening to the podcast even after I'm going to school here. It's a lot of fun.
I walk my dog
at night and I listen to it.
Aww.
And it's great.
Thank you so much, Michael. Absolutely. Congratulations.
Have a good one.
Have a good one. I am here with admitted student Marin Geiger and her sister, McKenna. Tell us what the most difficult part of the application process was for you.
I think it's the unpredictability of the results. Because, you know, going into it, you look at your estimators, you look at what you're likely to get into, so on, and then it just so does not turn out that way. Sometimes it does, sometimes it doesn't. And then there's also schools that you didn't even think about would really, like, grab your attention, and then they do. So it just really has been nothing that I've expected, but I'm, like, a strong believer in things happen for a reason. So, yeah.
Thank you all for coming on. I just ran into one of our admitted students. Tell us your name and where you're visiting from.
Hi, my name is Brendan, and I'm from Chicago.
Welcome, Brendan. And who do you have here with you today?
I have my mom and my dad.
Hello, welcome.
Thank you. Thank you. It's a great place.
Oh, is a little warmer than Chicago?
A little bit.
It is today, yeah, for sure.
So tell us a little about your application process.
Yeah, I have been teaching for the last 3 years, and I was really interested in UVA for their focus on education law and policy. I listened to every single admissible podcast about, like, tips and tricks of how to get in.
And look, it worked for you.
It very much did, yep.
Well, congratulations. We're so thrilled to have you here. I'm here in the hallway with Joshua Jolly from Clifton Park, New York. Hi, Josh.
Hello, Dean Blazer. I remember from the podcast you saying that you don't shake hands, so I wanted to come and greet you from a distance.
We're standing about 2 feet apart, and that's perfect for me. And Josh, you just told me something else, and what was that?
Yes, I'm committed to UVA law, so you'll be seeing me in the fall.
Amazing. And when did you pay your deposit?
The day scholarships came out.
I love it. I love it. I'm so excited to have you here, and I speak for everyone when I say, welcome to the UVA Law family.
Thank you so much. I'm even more excited.
I am here at the barbecue. Just ran into Allie Fraga with her parents. Hi, Allie.
Hi.
Hi, guys.
Hi. Good afternoon.
Tell us where you're visiting from.
We're from Miami.
And Allie, what are you most excited about Open House?
Just to meet the amazing people here. I'm super excited. I'm committed, by the way.
Oh! Yeah, now we need your help committing everybody else. What do you say?
Definitely.
And what are you, as the parents, most excited about for Allie becoming a lawyer?
Well, we feel very blessed. We feel this is the best law school in the world.
I agree.
So when she got the great news from, I think it was Katie?
Katie.
Well, I think you probably heard the shouting from here because she was so excited. She was so thrilled, and we all felt so happy and so blessed, and we're very happy to be here.
On her day of her birthday, she came out with the UVA cap.
Right.
She said, I have an announcement for you guys. I'm committed.
I love it. So what piece of advice would you give to someone out there who's going through the application process or is going to be going through it?
Honestly, just take a deep breath and be yourself. Like, that's like the best advice I can give, because honestly, I tried my best and I am here at my dream law school, so everybody can do it.
I love it. So heartwarming. Thank you all for being here.
Thank you. It's our pleasure.
Thank you so much.
I just ran into one of our faculty members, Josh Bowers. Professor Bowers, what was the hardest part of your law school application process? Do you remember?
Oh, man. Waiting for envelopes to arrive by mail and judging based upon their thickness or thinness whether I thought I might get in or not without opening them up.
I love it. Do you have a message for the next generation of UVA law students?
Keep changing the world. Don't be content with the state of the law as it currently is and the state of society as it currently is, but use the skills that you develop in law school, wherever you go to law school, to fix what's broken and to preserve what works.
I love it. Thank you so much.
Sure thing.
Well, it was a really, really fun 2 days here with almost 500 of our admitted students and their guests descending on UVA Law's grounds. During this event, so many admitted students approached me to say that they listened to the Admissible podcast and that it helped them in their process. And I wanted to give those people a chance to come on the show and talk about that. And I hope for anyone listening out there who is applying or who has not been admitted, I want you all to know that, you know, those people were in your shoes at one point, and I hope that this podcast continues to help you in your process. Really, Admitted Students Open House is what our cycle is all about. It's when everything really comes together for us, meeting people in person and getting to chat with them and get to know them better and get to share what makes UVA Law so special. So I know that this was a somewhat unusual episode. It's not our usual interview format here in the studio, but I hope that it gave you a little bit of a glimpse of what makes UVA Law and our Admitted Students events so special. This has been Admissible with me, Dean Natalie Blazer. The next episode of Admissible will be out soon. In the meantime, you can check us out on Instagram at Admissible Podcast. Thanks so much for listening, and don't forget to rate the show wherever you get your podcasts.